This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how Imam Hussein alayhi salam teaches us to be faithful to the Salah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor, dear friends, to be here at your service. In today's episode, we are talking about how Imam Hussein alayhi salam teaches us to remain faithful to our salah, our namaz, our prayers. So this is pretty much what's going to happen, right? We find that prayers is one of the pillars of Islam, the salah, the five daily obligatory prayers, which is also known as namaz, it is known as salah. This is something which is a pillar in Islam. And so without this pillar, the rest of the foundation and the rest of the house will surely fall down. There is a beautiful tradition from the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, where his eminence says that if the salah is accepted, all the other good deeds will be accepted plus or minus. But if the salah is not accepted, then the other good deeds won't be accepted, whether plus or minus. And so we see this importance of salah in Islam in general. But when we go to the night before the 10th of Muharram, we find that the companions and the family members and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he devoted a part of his night, which was the last night on this earth, to prayers, to salah, to namaz. And this shows us the importance of salah. Now, so they prayed the Dhuhrain prayers, which were wajib. They prayed the Maghribain prayers, Maghrib and Isha, which was also wajib. But is that where they stopped? So we kind of learn multiple lessons here, which we'll continue to talk about. But we're not just talking about obligatory prayers anymore. We are actually talking about so much more when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle and how Imam Hussein alayhi salam teaches us the importance of the salah.
As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about, dear friends, how Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he taught us the importance of praying, the importance of salah, and the importance of namaz. So we had left off where we said that, of course, they had done the wajib, maghrib, and isha prayers on that night before the 10th of Muharram. But is that where it stopped? Did they say, okay, I did my maghrib and isha prayers and that's it, there's no more need for salah? What's interesting is this is where the extra prayers and the extra salah and namaz comes into play. So when you want to do an extra salah, right, they are usually considered to be in two units or two rak'ahs. So you do two rak'at prayers, for example, in gratitude of the Almighty Allah. Or you do a two rak'at salah, you know, for asking for forgiveness. Or you do a two rak'at salah for some other reason, or just for spiritual purification, or just in ode to the Almighty Allah, or as a gift to our, you know, marhumin, the people that have passed away, or for the imams. So there's a whole host of reasons and niyya that you can have and intentions that you can have for this two rak'ah salah. And this is what these companions and family members and Imam Hussein alayhi salam did a part of this night before the 10th of Muharram. They spent it in these two unit cycles of prayer. Of course, the Salatul Layl or the Namaz al-Shab, which is 11 rak'ats, 11 units also something that is highly recommended. This is also what they did. And so if we really want to have an Islamic lifestyle, we are going to have to add these, you know, small things in our life, such as two-unit, you know, prayers. For example, in the beginning, once a week, I'm going to do a two-unit, two-rak'at prayer in gratitude of the Almighty Allah, or a two-unit rak'at prayer as a gift to the infallible imams once a week. And this is how we start to inculcate this small things and these small things into our Islamic lifestyle, which will bring a huge, huge positive spiritual change in our Islamic lifestyle. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parsetoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Won't be life tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence filled the air.